if I can't control my fate? What difference does it make? There is no other time. No matter what you believe, this is the real.
Well, in the background, I've got Lightning Love, but I have to say I've run out of time to tell. I've got more music, but I don't have the time. This is the Motor Calendar, heard every Thursday from 4 to 5 before the Motor Live Drive. Please stay tuned. We've got the best of 2011 on the Motor Live Drive. And keep in mind, we are going to be having our 5th anniversary party on January 5th, 5 years on the Live Drive at 5. With Melvin Davis and the United Sound. Have a happy and safe holiday. Thanks for listening.
Let's get wild on the Motor Live Drive, baby.
Let's do it.
And we are on the Motor Live Drive at 5. This is a pre-recorded program, and you're listening to WHFR Dearborn. I'm Mr. White.
And I'm Margaret.
And we are giving you the best of Motor 2011 today. Oh, it was really tough to pick out what were the best ones to put on, the best songs and the best artists. It was tough.
It really was.
Oh, man.
It's been an amazing year. It's been an amazing year putting on the Motor Live Drives. We're the only station that I know of that has consistently put out top quality live performances every Thursday or any day, once a week, for the past 5 years. And 2011 was an amazing year, and it was really hard to decide what we were going to put on this show. So.
Well, I'll tell you what, why don't we start off with Carnival Girl, something called Music All Around.
Hey, guys and girls, are you there?
Yeah! Yeah.
Well, somebody's here.
In that case, may the party begin.
Thank you.
And that was recorded March 10th.
2011. It was an all-star group. Saranna Verlin, Billy Brandon, Bo Mitchells, and Gary Adams. What an amazing band Carnival Girl was. Sadly, that band has broken up because Saranna got married to a young man over in England, and she has relocated. But it was a great show when they came in.
Yeah. In fact, one of the most interesting shows we had, I think, was on February 10th with Jessica Hernandez.
Mm.
Oh, she's a really great band, but this is the only time that I've ever heard her do a solo performance, just her vocals and a keyboard. So we'll have to give that a try. What do you think, Margaret?
Really, she had such a sweet voice, and she was just an amazing performance.
Oh, she's put on a lot of great shows this year, in the last year, and I'm looking for big things to come out of her. And the song we've got didn't have a title at the time. She did the song, and so she told us she didn't have a name for it yet. So here's Jessica Hernandez doing an untitled song.
I'm not your friend anymore. She said while sneaking out the bedroom door, I'm crazy about the woman that is me. Your pocket in a second or two. If you gave her a minute with you to love that kind of woman, there's a fee. But it ain't your fault anymore for giving up on what you thought was true. We all just seem to crumble when we lose. She should have figured out the people were crawling under. Fell out of touch with the thing that was crawling under. She should have figured out the people were crawling under. Fell out of touch with the thing that was crawling under. Your dreams to be seen. Are you really where you thought you'd be? Your riches ain't got nothing on your queen. Make a new name for yourself, thinking maybe that somehow it helps. Screaming, ooh, that bad, bad woman will be me. But it ain't your fault up on what you thought was true. We all just seem to crumble when we lose. But she should have figured out the people were crawling under. Fell out of touch with the thing that was crawling under. She should have figured out the people were crawling under. Fell out of touch with the thing that was crawling. We're waiting on a number to be called. Etched on the hands was a simpler plan, but it made no sense at all. She should have figured out the people were waiting on a number to be called. Etched on the hands was a simpler plan, but it made no sense at all. Well, she should have figured out the people were waiting on a number to be called. Etched on the hands was a simpler plan, but it made no sense at all. Well, she should have figured out the people were crawling under. Fell out of touch with the thing that was crawling under. She should have figured out the people were crawling under. With the thing that was crawling on her.
Jessica Hernandez. That was her playing our acoustic piano here in the studio.
That's right. That was our piano she was playing. And just about 9 months after that performance, when she came in here, she was touring and opened a festival in Ottawa, Ontario with Bob Seger.
Yeah, she was his opening act.
That's amazing.
For his tour. So.
She's such a sweetheart.
Yeah. And another really great young band that came in. They came in March 31st with the Hand Grenades.
I love the Hand Grenades. They are like the four-part harmonies. They are just the whole package. They're young. They're cute. They got great voices. What are we going to play from them?
Well, why don't we have something called See You Around?
All right.
The Hand Grenades.
They were here on March 31st, And shortly after that, they headed down to Chicago for a competition at a Beatles convention, and they won first place. And they're way too young to have ever, you know, experienced any of the Beatlemania. They're just kids. And I really highly suggest that if you get a chance to see this band, catch them, because they are really a talented group.
Yeah, they're the real thing. In fact, after they came in, we had somebody, another guy who was the real thing. On April 14th, we had a guy named Buddy Smith, Charles Buddy Smith. Now, he's an old-school soul singer from the 60s. He had a few hits on Motown, and he's toured England. He's been big on the Northern Soul Circuit, but he lives here, and he's trying to make a comeback in the States, not just overseas.
That's right. In fact, along with him, McKinley Jackson came in on keyboards, and he's going to be here next week with Melvin Davis and the United Sound.
That's right. Now, McKinley Jackson is a real character in himself. He was an arranger for Motown and other songwriters. He was, he did all the arrangements for Marvin Gaye's What's Going On. He's a wonderful musician. And why don't we give Buddy Smith a try with one of his original songs called Greasy Spoon.
Rent down the street ain't so pretty, but the menu's sweet. Well, I'm talking about the Greasy Spoon now. Well, there's a restaurant right around the corner. Get a little shot, almost anything you wanna. Yes, I'm talking about the Greasy Spoon. Yes, I am, no, I am, well. Yeah. They've got red beans and rice, ham hocks too, cornbread and collard greens. Don't forget that. Friends, they come and meet. So I'm talking about. Come on, y'all. Talk about the Greasy Spoon. Wow, wow. Yes, I am. Sweet potato pie. Peach cobbler. All the trimmings on the side. Talking about the Greasy. Greasy Spoon. Right around the corner, get a little shot. Well, come down now.
hungry. Come on down. Come on down. Greasy. Hey, 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 yeah, yeah. Come on down now. Wanna see you there. Yeah, yeah. Catfish and grits.
Charles Buddy Smith and his Resurrection Band, along with McKinley Jackson, that featured Joey Kingfish, who's a guitar player who's played with literally everybody. He's 73 years old.
That's right. And keep in mind, if you enjoy any of these particular shows, they are all in, the entire show is available on the podcast. So that Buddy Smith's show was April 14th. So if you enjoyed it, you can go back and listen to the entire performance.
That's right. You can do that with all of these.
That's right.
But trying something a little different. After that, what week was that? The Blue Collar Boys came in June 16th. And, they were mainly a cover band, but they're some of the best musicians in town. On guitar, they had Dylan Dunbar. And on bass, they had Tony Muggs, who plays a keyboard bass. He had a stroke a number of years ago, and he was a bass player before that, but learned to after he overcame his disabilities and learned how to play bass again on a keyboard. And you can't really tell the difference.
No, it sounds great. And they joke, they call the band the Blue Collar Boys, but they've been working so much that they might become the White Collar Boys. they've been doing a lot of shows. It's a great band. I can't remember who the vocalist was.
No,
but,
I can't remember right now.
I remember the song they did, Long Tongue Tall Sally. It was a unique version of it.
Now, the version they did, they told us that they took it off a Cactus record. Now, Cactus was a band that Jim McCarty, another local Detroit guitar player, had. So it's a little bit different than Little Richard. Why don't we give it a try?
You found them in the alley. Hey!
Blue Collar Boys.
They were here on July 16th. Next band we got queued up is a guy named Paul Warren. Ran into him at a club one night. Somebody introduced us to him and said, told him about our show, and that when he found out we did live performances, he wanted to come in. We really weren't too familiar with who he was, but he's got quite a history.
Well, let me tell you a little bit about that. In the late 60s, when he was 16 years old, he was called into Motown to do a session with the Temptations. He played lead guitar on Papa Was a Rolling Stone. After that, he joined his guitar player in Rare Earth and moved out to L.A. His current gig right now, he's playing in a little band with a singer named Rod Stewart. He's been playing with Rod Stewart for the last, what do you say?
Oh, I think 11 or 12 years.
Yeah.
The week before he was here, he was on tour, and they had done played at a 2,000 seat venue with Rod Stewart. And the week after he left here, he was going out to Vegas for a 2-week stint. So while he was in town, he came down to Motor.
That's right. That's the amazing thing about this. You never know who's going to show up, and the music is always amazing. Why don't we try something that's an original song called High Price to Pay?
Now it's just no use, and do regret the way
Paul Warren, it sounded great. We took it to a club and played this at the U Detroit Cafe and on the big speakers inside a big club. It sounded really cool.
It really did. It was August 11th, Paul came in. And a week later, the guy who introduced us to Paul, Big Al,
yeah,
he was he came in with Rachel May and the Mess Arounds.
No, the Difficulties.
Oh, the Difficulties.
The Difficulties. Rachel May, and there were other names that went along with that Difficulties part, but now they're just simply the Difficulties, featuring Rachel May on vocals and Big Al from the Broken Arrow Band. Now the Broken Arrow Band really is broken because he's gone.
That's right. He's with Rachel.
And they do
a great job.
Oh, they
saw him
do.
Over at Kelly's Bar a couple weeks ago and for Al's birthday party, and wow, that place just rocked.
Yeah. Rachel May is a writer for the Free Press and the entertainment editor, and for years she was a singer in a heavy metal band called Broadzilla.
That's right.
And I was really surprised that that big voice she used for heavy metal sounds great singing the blues.
So August 18th, they came into the studio, and the song that they did was Little by Little?
Yeah, an old blues song, so let's give it a go.
Thank you.
Rachel May with Big Al, The Difficulties.
That show was August 18th. It wasn't easy picking the bands that we use on this Best of 2011 show.
Tough.
We tried to not only pick some of the best shows, but also have a variety. So thinking back now, there's a few bands that I realize aren't on this list, but oh my goodness, they're so hard to decide which ones to choose. The next band we got queued up is one of the more unusual bands that we had in. It was a saxophone player and guitarist, along with Nardo Navda and all his electronic equipment.
Yeah, it was Nardo has been into music for a number of decades. He's originally from Detroit. He's been doing music out in L.A. and in Austin. And he finally came back home, and he's bringing things back home to Detroit. His band, Loren, is an acoustic electric band. In fact, I think I called him an acoustic electrosonic wave of music. So, yeah, Nardo would start off on various electronic instruments, and then the guitar would come in, and the saxophone would come in, and, well, you've just got to hear it to see what it's really like.
Really? Thank you.
Loren.
Loren with Nardo Navdo. And that show was on November 17th. He had all this electronic equipment in here, and he even had a theremin hooked up to that, to his keyboard in that. It was a pretty amazing sight to watch him work all the knobs and buttons out there.
And that, and all we could hear, yeah, in the studio, all you could hear was a little guitar and a little horns, and you had to go out and listen to the radio to get the full thing.
Yeah, because it was plugged direct. Yeah.
So it was an interesting show. And following that, we had an even more interesting show. We had a reunion of a band from the 80s called the Seatbelts.
Oh, that was a good day. We had fun that day. Well, we have fun every day. But Rick Mills and just a bunch of old rock and rollers came in and had a blast.
Yeah, we had
I think they did more songs in that show than any other band has ever performed. I mean, because they were all like 2.5 minutes long.
Yep. Yes, all their songs are 2.5 minutes. They did a lot of originals. In fact, they were, played bookies and were right on the edge, between punk and new wave, and played all around town. And they took a long hiatus for about 20 years, and just got together about a year ago. And I think this was their fifth show.
That's
coming
right
into playing on the Motor Live Drive at
December 5. 8th, they came in to play on the Live Drive at 5.
Well, you want to hear what they're like?
Yeah. What song did they do?
Well, they did. Let's see. We did something called The Daredevil.
Ah.
In fact, my baby is The Daredevil.
Woo.
Take it away. Seatbelts. What more can I say?
They were here December 8th, and they were one of the elder rock and rollers in town. But back on May 12th, we had one of the youngest bands we've had in. The band ranged from age 13 to 16, I believe.
Yep.
And this summer they played the MyFest, and they've been playing around. They've been playing some big shows.
That's right. They're called Shockwave, and we've got something. They do a cover of a Metallica song called Seek and Destroy.
Seek
Oh, I'd like to let those guys keep going, but we've got a couple more things we want to get in here. In fact, they went on for quite a while. Like Margaret said, they went on the MyFest. They've done a whole lot of stuff, but we've got one more band to get in here.
October 27th, Horse Cave Trio came into the station, and they kind of improvised on a couple of songs and did a song called Wild. We're going to close out today's Best of 2011 with Horse Cave Trio doing something called Wild. Are you ready, Mr. White?
I think we are. In fact, let's see. Oh, we can go. In fact, the Horse Cave Trio, they even did a little motor theme song for us. So what can I say? We're going to have to get them up here, and if we can.
Well, I want to talk a little bit more about Shockwave then, because the drummer was the young kid, and he was the singer as well as the leader of the band. And at his age, and he's got the energy and the enthusiasm and the stamina to be able to play drums and sing.
Yeah, but so. These guys, we got to get some Rockabilly Fury up here with the Horse Cave Trio.
All right. You got it ready now?
We got it ready. We're ready to rock, ready to go.
Have a happy holiday and have a safe new year. And don't forget, on January 5th, Motor Live Drive turns 5, and we'll be featuring Melvin Davis and the United Sound and Pat Lewis. Let's take it away with Horse Cave Trio. We'll be listening. Hope you'll be listening next year.
Bye, baby.
Let's do it. White. I like getting wild with the Gothabilly man, the Wrecking Hours, Alan. I love getting wild with Tino and Lexi and Funky D Records. But you know what I like most, boys? Let's do it live.